This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a bright and sunny but really cold Monday morning. We've got Peter and Tracy Fluke here. They rode their bike here, and they are still trying to thaw out there. We got big Eric Sponholz. He walks in just wearing a tank top. He's like, this is my kind of weather.
That's what you have to do.
That's what you got to do. You got to embrace it.
Well, and no hair either.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
If you're going to do it.
Just do it.
Let's just do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you. Literacy Green Bay Giving Tuesday.
And I think it's pretty cool how this is a big weekend, like you talked about nationally, right?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, but then Black Friday where everybody makes money and then Small Business Saturday.
Right.
Of course, John, just later on, yesterday wasn't really a day. It was Watch Football Day. But and then we have Cyber Monday, which is today, and a lot of people are buying big time on online. And then tomorrow.
It's always nice. It kind of bookends this Thanksgiving holiday, right? So it's kind of the end of, you know, as you're going through your holiday and getting back in the swing of things here, whether or not it's 20 below or 80 degrees down in Florida. I wish I was back there. But I think for us, especially at Literacy Green Bay and nonprofits all across the region, it's one of those things where, you know, you're trying to look towards year end. You're trying to make sure that maybe the expense side is a little high. And, you know, you're trying to make sure that the impact goes as far as it can. And Giving Tuesday is a good representation of the spirit, the philanthropy spirit of the community, things like that.
Right. Because you're spending money on yourself, your kids, everything. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But
right.
We got to remember there's Literacy Green Bay. There's a lot of nonprofits, not just here in our community, but throughout the United States that are celebrating this day. And, you know, to give $100, $200, it's like, hey, that may put you in the spirit as much as the money you spent on Cyber Monday or Black Friday.
And for a lot of nonprofits, it goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Those types of things go a long way in providing programs, providing services. In Literacy Green Bay's case, helping with adult education. Because if you're here, you need to have those skills. You need to be able to speak the language. You need to be able to communicate effectively. And those are the types of things that we do day in and day out. And donors and dollars like that really help to fulfill that mission for us.
Now, what are some of the things that we can do, not just being on the air here, but just in general, people that want to help this time of year?
Yeah, obviously, going to our website, literacygreenbay.org, big donate button there. Obviously, those dollars are really important, but you can get involved in other ways. I mean, you can volunteer with us to be a tutor and help one-on-one with a student. And that's really grown for us, in the past year, because, you know, that individualized attention, I think, for some students is really, really important, where maybe in the classroom setting, they wouldn't thrive as much because there's obviously more people in there. And that one-on-one and these tutors that we have, they're not paid, they're volunteer, they meet, you know, flexibly when they can with their tutor, with their match. And it's really an opportunity for them to focus not just on the language, but on other things that, you know, job skills or things like that, where this person might not have that knowledge, might not have the ability to be able to do that. So it's kind of open-ended that way. You focus on the language, but you also kind of sprinkle in some other life skills and things like that.
And I think that's cool about what you said about Giving Tuesday. I mean, I think we all think financial, but you know, you can call and give of your time too.
Absolutely.
And it's to give you guys a call, Literacy Green Bay, or really any of the nonprofits, and say, look, I'd like to give 2 hours a week or an hour a week or whatever you have available that you can, you know, it's just as good as money sometimes, you know?
Yeah, and every time I look, it appears that nonprofits in Northeast Wisconsin are exponentially, there's more of them. I mean, it just, the need is continuously there. And whether it's literacy, whether it's youth, whether it's animals, anything you talk about on a day-to-day basis, the need is always going to be there. That's not going to go away. We've seen that uptick at Literacy Green Bay, where we're serving, you know, 400 students in a fiscal year, and now we're maybe up to 500-600. We've went from 8 classes to 30. I mean, that type of thing. So the need is always there, and whether or not it's dollars or whether or not it's just giving of your time, that's really, really important. It goes a long way.
And that's where you and I come in, is that mm-hmm. they're all good.
Right.
And the community has a lot of these, and people, like, they say to me all the time, you know, okay, why you and not somebody else?
Right.
And, sometimes you got to do one a year.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
split it. I mean, you can do whatever you want. You can split everything by all the donations, everybody right. a little bit, but there's just so many things that people can do and should mm-hmm. do, quite honestly.
Yeah.
And what's nice is that if we can get them to give us something during this Giving Tuesday, and if they feel good, if they could do something
sure.
on holiday,
yeah.
you know, like February, March,
right.
when things get a little tight too. So
right.
anyway,
right.
I think this is a great day. But tell the difference, our listeners, the difference in Giving Tuesday, which is a national program, which mm-hmm. is tomorrow, obviously.
Yeah.
To Give Big Tuesday or
give- Yeah, Give Big Green Bay, which is coming up in February. And that's always something that we apply for through Literacy Green Bay, and a host of other nonprofits do in the area too. And it's a 24-hour online giving day, which we've been fortunate enough to participate in a couple of times throughout the past. I think they're going on their 7th or 8th year now
right.
With that program. But Giving Tuesday, yeah, more of a national focus and
is what tomorrow is.
Is what tomorrow
right.
is. And
okay.
and more of an opportunity for nonprofits. Again, it might not be dollars, but just the idea to tell their story. I mean, just the idea to tell right. the impact of what each organization does. And yeah, that might not generate a check today, but it might be able to get involved in other ways. And then that kind of turns into some of those things. You know, we always talk about it in nonprofit, the idea of friend raising as opposed to fundraising. You have to develop those relationships, and you have to be able to have those types of communications out to donors or out to potential donors that show the impact and show what you're doing day in and day out.
How important is it to have bilingual volunteers these
days? My goodness. I've said for a long time, John, that if you're able to speak more than one language, you write your own ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, and that really is what it is. Even for us, I mean, some of the staff that we have that are bilingual and can help on a day-to-day basis. I mean, I'm constantly forwarding voicemails that maybe will come to me to someone else in the office about someone wants to sign up for English classes, or they want to be a tutor or something like that, and they're speaking Spanish or a different language, and I'm forwarding that on because I just don't have the skill set like others do. So it's really, really important for us just as a staff, and, you know, for our students too. That's really, really impactful.
And I don't know. Don't you, part of you, want to learn another language?
Absolutely.
You get these 10-year-olds, 14-year-olds that
yeah.
are just absolutely fluent. And we were talking earlier, I was in New York, and I don't know how many different languages they speak, but you get in the mm-hmm. elevator, and, you know, and I can't even tell, like, what the language is. I mean, it's Spanish and French, but
right.
to learn that it's, what a gift to be able mm-hmm. to be bilingual. And then I think they'd say once you learn another language, the third one's not as difficult.
Sure,
but
sure.
I'm still struggling with one, so yeah, I'm not the guy.
Sometimes I can't wrap my head around the English language, that's for sure. Yeah, yeah, the contractions
but
and all that, yeah.
But that's pretty cool that these kids that you're teaching are bilingual.
Yeah, and again, I always used to joke about it when I worked with kids, where you had kids who were, bilingual, and they understood the English language. And if I wanted to maybe tell a parent that, you know, oh, they struggled today or something like that, I couldn't tell the parent, but I could tell the kid, but I could never guarantee that the kid was going to tell the parent
right.
because
right.
they didn't Absolutely. Want to translate it for him. So it was, so that was always interesting. But again,
you said I was the best student in the class.
I was wonderful
so
today.
Clear.
I did all my homework. It was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really, especially the younger you are and you're able to have those skills, that's really, really important.
So where does your money go?
Yeah. So it goes primarily towards our two main programs, our ELL classes and our tutoring program. Also, we're able to work in, through our events and things like that, different opportunities for our students. We just had a group go out to Lambeau Field to the Hall of Fame. Check that out. And,
nice.
You know, just experiences that they wouldn't normally have or that they wouldn't be really averse to, or they don't know about, and trying to get them involved in the community that way too, not just to improve the language skills, but to also improve their knowledge of the community and what's going on.
And you got a bricks and mortar place.
Yes,
on
I'm
Monroe,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And classes. And
yep.
for all levels, right?
Yeah.
Is it mostly youth, or do you have it for...
So we do, our primary focus is adult. We do some youth work through our childcare. We do offer childcare for our ELL classes. But, you know, obviously down in the basement there, it's not great for natural light. Logistically, right. it might not work the best, but it really is a family down there. People work together. They help each other. That's really cool.
And Eric, I think I told you this before, but students can volunteer there. And I think this is great for, you know, high school kids. Mm-hmm. And I know my kids were there because it was walking distance. But what a great place to kind of hone your skills a little bit, plus teach.
Just to be in the classroom setting, that's huge. I mean, and to be able to have that experience where you can put that on a resume or really apply that to what you're doing throughout your college experience or high school going into college, we're always looking for people to be able to help with that too.
If somebody asks, what's your bottom line when you wake up every morning, what's on your plate? And you got 9,000 things on your plate, but that number one mission, no matter what, what is it?
We always have to make the choices for our organization that relate back to the students. You know, whether it's budget, whether it's logistics, whether it's building, whether it's maintenance, whether we have a flood that we got to call the building manager on or anything like that. It all comes back to our students and what makes sense for them and the impact that we have for them. That's always going to reign supreme, definitely.
All right, nicely done.
It is. And thank you for doing this. You've been around for some time, and you have a couple fun fundraisers.
Yes.
I've been to a couple of those. It's a good time. And I think it's great to see these kids just be more confident, right? Because you can live here Spanish speaking, but boy, it's nice to learn English. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they eventually have to make that transition. And maybe it's a little easier with kids than some of the adults. I don't know.
They walk out with a smile on their face. I think that's, and when that light bulb goes off, when they really understand something. And I've been fortunate to see that a couple of times since I've started at Literacy Green Bay. And it just makes it all worth it. And knowing that where they were at and how far they've come, whether they came in pre-lit, they didn't know anything, and now they're at level two and they're ready to graduate out to one of our partners at NWTC and take some classes out there. That really drives what we do each and every day. And that's why Giving Tuesday is so important, where we can do those different types of things and raise those funds.
One more time, tomorrow's Tuesday. Tell me what people can do.
Easiest way to do it, literacygreenbay.org, big donate button on the homepage, and we'd appreciate any and all support.
And it goes right to helping so many of these people that just need a helping hand.
Absolutely. You bet.
It's got to make you feel good.
It does. Every day. Every day. That's why I do it. That's why I do it. Nonprofit work is so rewarding that way. And every day is a little bit different. And that's what we're grateful for.
I know a lot of times there's the old saying, you know, robbing Peter to pay for Paul, or robbing two nickels to make a dime. And all those things that are in nonprofits experience those things. But the rewards, and having been at the rewards, or something really special.
Absolutely. And the need is there. It will be there. And we're just happy to play a small role in doing those types of
things.
That's
awesome. And let's...
What are you smiling about?
Oh, nothing.
I was smiling about the things that John said, like robbing Peter to pay Paul and rubbing two nickels together. Yeah.
How old are you to have to say that?
I get the rubbing two nickels together.
It goes back to the ankle bracelet thing, right?
Yeah, I didn't get the robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's why I was laughing. I was like, okay, but the rubbing two nickels together is what
those are
little
things my grandma would have said in 1963
from the jail cell.
Hey, Todd, life hacks from Mino and the Mayor.
Coming up next, how to get rid of an ankle bracelet. Mino the Mayor. Eric, thank you for being here. Thanks for doing for our community.
Thank you,
guys.
You
are the important people.
Appreciate it.
We're going to set a quick break. Peter and Tracy Flukey, if they've warmed up by now, coming in to talk about winter safety for cyclists. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. Little chilly out there, 17 in Green Bay, 18 in Appleton, 18 in Oshkosh, which is where we're going to be tomorrow, coming your way from the WISS studios in Oshkosh, which should be fun. Well, we're talking about the birthdays. Aaron Jones, who had two big fumbles yesterday for the Vikings, but then caught the winning touchdown pass for the Vikings. Aaron Rodgers turns 41 today. Britney Spears turns 43. It seems like she should be older. Does it? Like, she was really, been around forever.
Yeah, she was, but she was really young when she got... Remember, she was on the Mickey Mouse Club to start
right.
with, right? And then when she was kind of getting her hits, she was in her teens.
Wow.
Late teens.
I couldn't... She does not seem older than Aaron Rodgers to me.
She does but, to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Aaron Rodgers looks older.
Oh, he looks...
I will say that. Aaron Rodgers has aged over the last couple of years. He really has. He seems to be one of those guys, and this is one thing that's preventing me from losing too much weight. Sometimes you lose too much weight and you get that drawn.
Oh, yeah. Almost, that, me too.
And he's
me
got too. That, and yeah. I don't want that.
No, that's stay
I am
away.
Fighting so
stay
hard
away.
To
take it,
stay good and plump.
Preserve this. Somebody once referred to as a cherub face. What? They did.
Yeah.
They referred to it as a cherub face. I'm trying
Is
to
grandma?
Preserve Jeez. That.
Yeah.
Johnny, rub two nickels together to get a dime and keep that cherub. Keep eating that pecan pie so you keep that cherub face. People who wow. don't look like cherubs.
No, man. In a bad I'll way.
Peter and Tracy Fluky.
It's, you guys always look great.
Oh,
you just
thank
do. You. You're just not because of your BMI. You're just healthy-looking people, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying, John? They got that glow.
Well, I showed them I got 600 steps this weekend. I don't know what they have to brag about. They just did 6 miles in zero temperatures.
Notice that glow John Mino has today from doing 600 steps this
special
weekend.
Special glow. Hey, I got to ask you guys, so he just came back from New York City. Did you guys, like, ride your bikes down those streets where he was?
Well, we rode across the George Washington Bridge.
Nice.
Which is very nice. And then we got on the
Empire State Trail,
which goes all the way along the Hudson River on
wow.
the whole island of Manhattan.
Yeah.
And then once we got to where our hotel was, we had maybe 5 blocks that we had to go through the streets. What we found is that the reason there's no semis down in New York City is the same reason that there's no tandems down in New York City.
Right.
It's very difficult to get through there.
I can imagine.
It just is. The only people on bikes are these DoorDash
delivery
people.
Guys.
Yes.
And boy, those guys are putting their lives in their hands. I mean, they run red lights. They weave between cars that are
yep.
moving. It's like,
yep.
dude, that's...
You know, they do have accommodations for bicyclists
but
there.
They, is but there a bike
go,
lane?
Oh,
but
yeah,
they
there's bike lanes, but you go,
nobody,
they don't use them, but
they don't use them.
All of a sudden you're on the right-hand side of the road on a bike lane, and then all of a sudden it moves to the left, and it's a bi-directional bike
yeah.
lane. And unless you really know what
oh,
you're doing
wow,
there,
yeah.
it's very difficult to move her. But if you know what you're doing, they certainly have the accommodations to get you through.
Yeah. Anyway.
I would never do that.
Nope. No, Uber.
Disrespect. Yeah. I just don't trust the other guy.
Yeah.
But you don't give up biking in the winter, like some of us.
No, we try to keep going.
Gave it up most of the summer, too.
Well, I tell you what we do is we modify it.
Yeah.
So we don't go into winter biking or walking or running the same way we do when it's, you know, 70 degrees out. So today, you know, a 6 mile ride down here would be more like the equivalent of a 20 or a 30 mile ride for us. It's just a lot harder on your body. It takes a lot more time to get prepared just to make sure that you're safe and comfortable as
I'm
you can
say
be.
I'm going to say this. You know, they say it's like riding a bike. That's not true. Because when I got that bike this summer, and I was all excited, but I think I got too much of a fat tire type bike, which is a little tougher to, you know, it's
yep.
a lot more exertion trying to pedal those.
Yep.
And
a
the,
lot.
Well, yeah, a lot, Jim. And the seat just tore my
now that
backside apart.
But we gave him
okay.
tons it, of options, but okay,
okay.
the gel.
And I thought your buddy, that your next door neighbor was going to bring me a new seat. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
He works
at the...
At the bike reclaim... place.
Right,
but
John.
The problem
is you're not riding in the winter because I'm not even wearing bike shorts to ride today because
yeah.
I have so many layers on.
Yeah.
I don't need them. So maybe that's your problem. You should just be riding in the winter, and then
and,
your butt wouldn't
and
hurt.
Then he can't
that's a good
blame
point.
The seat. That's
right.
Okay.
That's a good point.
The bike seat.
All right. And actually, that stuff Mark Houston brought me worked good too. That glide
yeah.
stuff
right.
that worked good.
You have everything. People. You need
I need
to connect
I,
the dots.
No. Let me tell you something. This is a hard bike to ride. This is the kind that you'd be riding in the like if you're going up Pikes Peak and you need really good traction. That's this kind of bike
that you bought.
Yeah, so, I didn't buy. I should have bought the narrow tire bike.
So that's my hardcore winter bike. I actually have a bike that has studded tires on it.
Yeah,
but it is so darn heavy that
yes!
2, 3, 4, 6 miles
yeah.
is usually plenty on that thing.
That's exactly what I've got with my bike. It's exactly the same thing.
Well,
8 or 10 miles, and I'm like dead.
So we need to find you a Mino road racing bike, and then your problem is solved.
No, don't do that. Stay with the bike he's got, and
just put smaller tires on it.
That or just use that bike.
Right, you get used to it.
Get used to it.
That's part of it. Just getting used to it.
A lot of people have what you've got. That like I have the skinny tires on my bike. Your bike's a lot more adaptable to the winter.
It is.
Yes,
it is,
and that's great. I have to go probably get another bike, but I'm not going to bike in the winter. I don't.
Well, like see, that. I'm planning on it. I am.
I know. That's what we're talking about. Is you don't need a new bike. What you need is
a new seat,
an alarm clock, and no, you don't. You don't even need a new seat. Peter just said that. Just because you're going to layer up.
Yeah, I might put.
There's no excuse, really. That's what we're talking about. There's no.
I might
excuse.
Actually.
You're out of excuses.
I've got no. In a box, I got we got a box of books, and there's some pieces of styrofoam. It's like I could duct tape this to my seat, and I think that would help a lot. Don't you?
No.
It's like inch thick styrofoam.
I literally don't know where to go here.
I'm serious about this.
Can I come back to you on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I thought that was a great idea. And nobody would be able to tell it would duct tape the whole thing.
Okay. That's fine. I think you have to just do it. You have to get out. You have to get on the
bike. I'm going to, Jim.
Okay. Sleep apnea.
This is like holidays at the grandparents' house.
Right?
It is.
This is what it's like, right?
Yeah, so we're going to spend a show just talking about medications. What do you think?
It's a good bomb. I can't believe what it does to my rash. I can show you.
And if you get it at Walmart, it's so much cheaper than CVS. And that's a different show.
Oh, well, we got Peter and Tracy Fluke.
We're talking about walking.
We're talking about walking in the winter, biking in the winter, all the safe things to do in the winter. We'll be right back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here in a chilly Monday morning. Got a text here. I walk all winter, John. Dress in layers and buy warm gloves and walking boots. Kathy Bratz.
Ooh.
And when she speaks, we listen.
She's amazing.
She popped some pictures on her Facebook page. She has lost more weight, if you can believe that. But her entire counter was full of Christmas cookies. She did Christmas cookies, I believe, with her grandchildren. And I'm thinking, well, who's going to eat those? Because obviously you're not going to eat them, Kathy. So bring them down to the station.
There you go.
How much has she lost overall?
I don't know the total. We'll see if she texts in.
Texas, Kathy. How much is it overall?
And it's walking and just discipline. No magic. Like tummy tucks or whatever they used to call those things. Ozempic and all that.
It's consistency. It doesn't even matter whether you have a good day or a bad day as long as you get out. And if you miss a day, fine. Miss a day. We're human. But then go out the next day. The
problem with Green Bay a little bit is in New York, you have to walk.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have a choice. You're not going to have a car. The subway isn't in front of your house, but even if it's three blocks, you got to go down the steps and then three blocks. You're just forced to walk more. And you don't think about it. Whereas here, you get out of your house, it's like, okay, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
There you don't have a choice.
So when we were in New York City, when we were trying to figure out how to get to the Statue of Liberty or whatever, we'd look at Google, right? And it'll tell you what the most efficient way to get there is. It's never by car.
No.
It's never by Uber. It's sometimes by subway, but it's almost always by walking
right.
or bicycling if you have the chops for it.
Yeah. Right.
Do you, when you get to, oh, here's Kathy, she was 235 pounds. Or does that mean you lost 235 pounds?
She lost.
Yeah.
She was here.
235 pounds.
She was since, here. It was
so since she was here.
30, right? 36, right?
Yeah, another 35, 36 pounds yeah. since she's been
wow.
here.
Wow. That's amazing, Kathy.
She didn't really have that.
Who I might know. Have how can she lose any more than it, she lost,
she was
right?
Pretty thin.
Can she give us a quick call?
Kathy, well, if you can give us a call, 920.
Well, get her on here.
That's, yeah, I can have her come in next week, probably
okay.
Thursday.
I want to learn how to lose 235 pounds.
She's taught you. She's taught you.
Start with the five, John.
Wow.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't get bells.
Like what does that say?
Frenzy on the Fox. I can promote
I
that.
I like that hat.
Let's hear it. Tracy Flukey.
Frenzy on the Fox is an event that starts at Hagemeister right down here in the City Deck. And
right across the street.
Event, yep, that they walk down the Fox River Trail or bike or run. It's January 24th this year. Starts at 6:30 p.m. There's a discounted fee to register right now, $15 up until the end of December, and you get a really cool set of earmuffs or earpuffs they call to put on as you're walking. They have a nice fire at the end when you get to basically Marina Street is where you turn back around. But it's been going for probably 3-4 years.
Who sponsors it?
It's sponsored by the Green Bay Parks Department and also the Brown County Parks Department.
Nice.
So it's a great event. It's a great way to practice getting out in the cold weather.
We always joke because we're guaranteed to know when the coldest day of the year is. It's going to be a frenzy on the Fox.
Yep.
But it's awesome. They'll have a big barrel, you know, with a fire in it.
Nice.
There's activities. And you just have a whole bunch of people out there being silly, loving the fact that they can actually get out and do stuff. And the Fox River Trail is plowed, means that the temperature is really your issue. It's not going to be, you know, the traction and whether you're slipping and sliding.
Have the geese left or do they stay here all year?
You know, they're probably not out there too much during that time of
year. Technically, I think they're dependent on open water, but
it
kind of depends.
Stick around,
right?
Don't they, if it's water. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the thing for the kit for you to think about when you're out during the winter is before you go out, look at what the temperature is, look at the wind and what the wind chill is, and then dress accordingly. Layers is big.
Kathy
deal.
Lost an entire John Mino.
You know what? That's within a couple points, a couple pounds, one. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? 235
I always
pounds.
I have mad props for people like that because
me too.
Just genetically, I'm not predisposed to that. But then the other part of it is that I love being out and being active.
Right.
So the lift that I have to put in, you know, to do what I do is far less than people who just aren't predisposed to those things. So, you know, it's whoever finishes the marathon last is my favorite person.
And she says, I am not at my goal weight yet. Wow. Amazing. Are you at your goal weight?
I'm just picturing Kathy with you hanging on her back. That's what I'm thinking of right now.
You know what? I will say one thing, though. And I walk the trail a lot. Now I walk down this other way and whatever. But when I was up in the woods walking, boy, there's something special about being out deep in the woods, too.
Yeah.
Literally,
I could have walked all day that day.
Literally, one of my favorite bike rides ever was we were pedicabbing for the Packer game, and it snowed like 2 inches during the game. It was a night game, and I biked up to the game. I was biking home, and it was brand new snow. The road was clear underneath it, no ice. There was nobody out, and literally all I could hear was just the crunch.
Isn't that awesome?
I stayed out for an extra hour. I was thinking Tracy was going to be worried that something had happened, but there was nowhere else I wanted to be.
Was that the Seattle game that one year? Playoff game?
It's like,
was that on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
It's funny you mentioned that. We talked about that this past weekend of favorite things that we've done as a kid, and I took that Seattle's huge snowflakes.
Yeah.
And it was kind of warm. It wasn't cold.
No, it wasn't cold at all.
It was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was just a great game. And
that was like magical. That was magical kind of setting.
And they tried to capture that too. There's the whole snow globes that say Seattle game.
Yeah. And then, there was a cover of Sports Illustrated said so cool for that game.
Awesome.
Then it got beat by the Giants the next week.
Let's talk about how to get off the couch though, because you guys, like you just said, that's your life. You would feel bad if you stayed on the couch and got 600 steps in for the weekend.
Are you guys kind of addicted to it in a certain way?
Oh, no doubt. I don't feel normal if I'm not being active.
Okay.
And Tracy used to feel like, I'm not getting this done, not getting that done. But Tracy is often going, just go out, go exercise because it just
you
makes
never
me
regret it.
Right.
No.
You feel
you
better.
Never, ever
you feel
regret
better.
It.
But to answer Jim's question, so Jim, I have a 10-minute rule. So if I don't feel like exercising, if I don't feel like going out, like I did not want to get on the bike and ride out here this morning. But what I force myself to do is to get ready and then go for 10 minutes. And if I still don't want to do it after 10 minutes, bag it, I go home. Because I'm usually then getting sick or there's something else on my mind that's far outweighing the benefit of the exercise. It's okay.
You want to know what? When I was, where was I? Flint or Tucson? Trying to think, whatever. But had a routine with a guy I worked with, and we would work out right afterwards. It's big when handball, or not handball, racquetball was huge.
Yep.
Remember, it had that big thing in the 80s, all these clubs opening up and everything?
Yep.
And we literally used to go there. It was like, I want to say it might have been a 24-hour club. And we would do the 10 o'clock news, and we would go there then and play racquetball and do things like that. Yep. It almost seems like if I had gone home at any point, I would not have gone back and gone out. But going there right after work, it got into be part of the routine.
I think what you had a partner.
Right. Absolutely.
And that, I think, and you've got a great partner, both of you.
Yeah.
And I was hoping.
That's a great point.
I was hoping that I work out at Western.
You're hoping Milton would be your partner?
What's that?
You're hoping Milton would be your partner?
I wish, but I'm not looking forward to it. And I know that feeling you're talking about. Because it's, and I did that, but I had a partner, my daughter. We go all the time, and sometimes it's 9 o'clock at night, which was not my favorite time to go work out, but I want to spend time with her, you know? And I actually did kind of look forward to it, but I am not there at all. So I want
to. I mean, the idea of just going to a club by yourself to lift weights,
it's easy to say no to yourself.
That's a big part, I think, of getting out, whether you're going out walking or biking or running. It's the social aspect of it as
absolutely.
Well. You're seeing people, you're interacting with them, you're just out in the environment and you're meeting people. And I think that's a big part of it too, and getting the fresh air. So that's why I like to go out.
When you see somebody else out in the winter, then they're walking and they're in the same conditions you are, or they're biking, there's always this little
kinship.
There's this little smile like, I can't complain. And dude, you know exactly what this feels like right now. And it's kind of, I mean, you get some bragging rights out of it. You got to say.
But it is important to have that partner.
It is.
It really,
nice.
Truly is. I think that's the number one element in some ways to keep you on that path.
Well, I'll give you an example. So Tracy's got a torn labrum, and I think you guys knew about
that. I had one.
She had it when she was doing the New York trip.
Remember that, Todd?
She's going to have to get surgery on it in January. Oh. So we spend so much time working out together. It's like, how do we reconcile that? Yeah. She feels like she's letting down the team. I feel guilty for working out. But the thing is that the more I do, the better I do. The easier it will be for us to get back on the tandem sooner, because I'll be able to carry a bigger load, which will take a little pressure off of her, and we can get back to where we want to be that much quicker. So, you know, that's sort of, you know, how we look at that
stuff,
tell
us some safety things. So what the danger, obviously, slipping, bottom line, but just in general.
Do you recommend those, what are those boots you
grip things?
The ice spikes?
Yeah. The ice spikes.
So when I was a cop, I had a partner. These are people that are professional Minnesota park rangers out in the winter all the time. He walks out to his mailbox, slips, falls, busts his wrist on his gun hand. He's out for 6 weeks, right? So it can happen to anybody.
Absolutely.
But when it's icy, we actually have some ice spikes that we put on our shoes. I used to think those were for old people. And I guess I'm old now, but it's like, I do not want to get hurt.
Right.
I want to be outside having fun, being healthy. So they just slip right over your shoes, Yak Tracks, ice spikes. There's a couple of different ones. The ones I have actually have 6 carbide spikes on them, and I can run in them.
Wow.
So I don't have have to worry about slipping and falling.
Where do you get those? Anyplace?
It's a big deal. You can look them up online.
Yeah. Cabela's has. Yep. For sure they have those.
Runaway Shoes has them. I was just there yesterday and they have them there as well.
I think that takes an excuse away.
Right.
You know what
I
say, Johnny? Like, I want to go out. I don't want to slip. I don't want to fall. It's icy out there. But you throw those on. It's like, okay, one less excuse.
So
I have other excuses, but I'm just saying that's one.
Well, other safety things. It's darker, right?
Yep.
And
yeah.
people are still working. So now we're trying to exercise before. We have a daughter that's running at 5 a.m. because she needs to be in for work, and she's training for the London Marathon. So wearing bright colored clothing, but more importantly than that, retroreflective material and carrying some kind of light. Yeah. It makes a huge difference in your safety.
You know, I don't like too many laws, but there should be a law that you have to wear that reflective stuff. Because, man, remember when we went to work?
Jim and I, a few weeks back, we took a drive south of Fond du Lac. And then the way back, we stopped at our show in Oshkosh.
10 minutes late, but yeah.
But I picked him up here at 4:15.
We headed out right here in Walnut Street. There's a guy crossing the street on Walnut Street, not in the walk where you should be or anything.
All black. Yeah.
We turn the corner. We're going Ashland. There's a guy, and it's still the sun wasn't up yet. Yeah. Riding a bike, no reflectors. No, nothing.
Yeah. We could have easily hit those people. Right. And it would have been our fault. You know, it usually is. But, like I said, don't like laws, but you got to ride on the right side of the road. You got to have a license and you got to wear reflective gear before sundown to sun. People be like, oh, it's too much government. But boy, that's a safety thing.
It's taking responsibility for yourself as well. You're out there and you got to make yourself visible so you don't have the problem that you gentlemen had with that guy walking across the street with black on.
And just to be clear, so when you're biking, you do have to have a white light to the front, a red light, or red rear reflector. So those are requirements.
Citizen's arrest, John. We could have got that
there you
guy.
Go. Yep.
He sure as hell didn't have that.
But not a requirement when you're walking. Yep. And so, we're kind of reluctant to put limits on people who they don't have the money. They just need to be able to get where they're going. Right. But we all have to really be careful. So
I had this cop in Nagani that didn't like me. He busted me and my buddy DeLangelo for riding two on a bike. What we did is we found a bike. Okay. And we took it to the gas station.
In a guy's garage.
Yeah, we found a bike. And we took it to the gas station, had my buddy who worked there weld a bar across the top. And then we took insulation and rolled that around. And then we put bolts on the bottom, the front tire. So the one person would ride on the handlebars on that seat we created with their feet on the thing. We'd go all over town all summer long. And this one cop at night did not like and took us down to the police station. Isn't that something?
Back in the day.
Yep.
So you were in the UP. It's cold. It's snowy.
Yeah.
How did you get places when you were a kid?
My brother gave me a ride.
I killed that. My perfect segue died.
Exactly.
I jogged.
I think a great TV show title would be Mino and D'Angelo.
DeLangelo.
Yeah.
I
like that.
I think so, too. We went all over town all summer long riding that bike. One would pedal and one would ride.
Why wouldn't you just get another bike?
That's couldn't find
work.
Another one.
They tried, Jim.
Another
all
garage.
The other garages
kids
were locked.
Kept putting them in the garage.
Kids put their bikes away.
Exactly. We actually even painted it. We spray painted all different colors and everything so no one could notice.
You guys tell the best stories of what to do illegally. I love it.
What? We're going to spend a quick break from the Flukies. Back after this. Waiting in the park meantime. Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Sultans. Yeah, the Sultans that play Creole. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. We've had some great guests today. Gizmo is here. Eric Sponholter,
Literacy Green Bay is but he was just here as one entity of the thousands throughout the United States, because we just finished, we talked about Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and tomorrow's Giving Tuesday. And, that's all part of the holidays, buying things online, buying things retail, shopping, and profitable Black Friday, hopefully for most retailers. And then tomorrow's Giving Tuesday. So you can go online, and Eric runs a great one with the Literacy of Green Bay. But there's a lot of good ones, right, that are out there. And you can give, I don't know how much you spent Christmas shopping these last 3 days on Cyber Monday, but boy, would that be nice to match that on Giving Tuesday or even close to that, a 25% or something. But tomorrow, it's a national, I'm not say holiday, it's a national, what would you call
event
it? Capital.
But correct me if I'm wrong, though, Northeastern Wisconsin, it's from a philanthropic standpoint, is incredible, right? I mean, we tend to step up in ways that other parts of the country don't.
No question.
We do, and I'm fortunately experiencing that right now with the shelter on a capital campaign. And Eric and I were talking about that before. They all need money.
Yeah. Friends of the Black Server Trail, too.
Exactly. You know, yeah. And that's what we were talking about a little bit, Tracy, is that they're all good. Like, I'm that paddle sail thing, I think, is cool. I mean, I think they're really exposing kids to the water and natural resources, all the things that we have here. And I like that. But there's hundreds.
So many things.
But what's good about Green Bay, they do give financially, but they're, in terms of hours of time, they're very high on that list as well. Yep. So, you know, Johnny's got all these veterans things that are going on. There's just so many opportunities. And like I said, I think what you have to do is set a budget and then maybe rotate it or do, you know, because there's...
Yeah, that's what we typically do. Yep. And it also helps you fend off all those calls you get at this time of the year. We have we have a plan and we know where it fits in our budget and that takes care of the guilt part of it. Then we can also target things that we think make the most difference and that are important to us.
I'm doing Toys for Tots in Jim's facility.
He is.
Those are my two.
That's great. Yeah, and we... I just think it's great. And no one, I was talking to Eric a little bit about this capital campaign. No one has been like, I don't believe in that. People have said, look, I have commitments, see me in January or this or that. But this is a good community, you know, and I think we're good retail people. We did a lot of shopping. I heard that was very strong. On Friday and Saturday, and you know, I'm sure tomorrow's going to be just as strong.
I had a lot of fun this year too, because we have our books Coast to Coast on Tandem and Bicycling Historic Route 66 in five small businesses here in town.
Yeah,
and
I see it prominently over at Boss's.
I know the love, and you know, John, I mean, the love and the support that we get.
Yeah,
and you know, we're not going to, you know, save anybody's lives or they're not going to have a great epiphany, but we always feel like it's a little bit of value added, right? It's the quality of life stuff. It's the little things that add up, and that's what we're so good at.
Well, I don't know about saving somebody's life. I mean, you're making people healthier. There's not even a question. You've inspired people to get out and move. Just move. I think, you know, that can extend years to a life.
Absolutely.
Well, we always tell people, we don't care if you ride across the country, but if you go, you know, and take your bike to the grocery store, or if you even lay on the couch when you're having a hard time and you get lost in our adventure, we're good with that.
Absolutely. Yep. Tell us about your book. Where can we get it?
So, yeah, the book is at Boss's Newsstand. It's at the Neville Public Museum gift shop. Is pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
Badger State Brewing Company has it.
Awesome. Lion's Mouth.
Lion's Mouth Bookstore.
Saranac Glove Company.
Saranac Glove Company. And then it's also available on our website because it is Cyber Monday. So it's webike.org, and it's also available on Amazon for Kindle readers.
Awesome.
And tell me a little bit more about the book. We've talked about it, but tell me, give me a framework of the book.
We have two books. The first book is about our 2014 trip where we crossed the northern part of the United States. And then our second book, which came out in 2023, is about our trip on Route 66. So started in Green Bay to Chicago and then en route to San Monica, California.
And that book is killing it right now because the 100th year anniversary of Route 66 is in 2026. So that, you know, that wanderlust that we have as Americans, you know, the great American road trip. And we just put a twist on it because people are talking about, oh my gosh, you know, I drove, you know, 100 miles today in my car and I'm exhausted. And then they're like, oh, you bike that route?
Does that go through part of Arizona?
Yes.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Northern part.
That's what I thought, pretty much up north.
Flagstaff.
Prescott, beautiful that whole area up there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a beautiful part.
Yeah. New Mexico is beautiful.
Yes.
Unbelievable, the color of the rock and out there.
My biggest surprise, two states that are very underrated of their beauty, Utah and New Mexico. Yep. When you're driving in those out-of-way places, like, what is it, Red Gorge and in that Utah area there by the Zion National Park.
Yeah.
I mean, just beautiful, beautiful areas.
Tracy and I were laughing because we're thinking about all the bike trips that we've taken all over the country and what our temperature range was.
Yeah.
And we've been as low as 30 degrees up at 8,000 feet in, you know, the mountains in
Colorado,
in Arizona,
California, Crater Lake.
You know, as high as 100, you know, in those kinds of places. And so when we go do things like ride down here today, makes 30 seem pretty warm.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's all relative.
I think it's awesome.
The books that you have, people can read that, but nice gift to get somebody. I mean, books are great gifts, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
so think about it. You have somebody who's really into bicycling. What the heck do you get them? And you don't know. You're not a bicyclist. I don't know a bicyclist who isn't into it that doesn't like reading about it, because most people are not going to get to do what we got to do. They either want to or they never wanted to, but day to day they'll be able to relate to every aspect of what we did.
That's awesome.
I think that's great. There's just not, like you said, there's just not a lot of books on bicycling that I'm aware of, and I think that's a great gift. You're local, and so What is it again on Cyber Monday today? How do we get it today?
So webike.org is our website. We do better on those. And there's also Amazon for Kindle readers.
Great.
Nice. Nice, nice. Do you ever do a voice book? Audiobook?
We haven't yet. Have you done any of yours that way?
I'm about a quarter of the way through.
It's brutal. Really? I understand.
It's very hard work.
Yeah.
Because every time you screw
Mess up
a word,
you start.
Yeah. Yep. It's a little bit nerve wracking. Put it that way.
And you're in the business.
I'm in the business. Hey, thank you guys for being here.
You're welcome.
You guys
Thanks
are always welcome. Peter and Tracy Flukey, Winter Saving Bikers and Cyclists. We're out of time. Back in tomorrow morning from Oshkosh. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.